Well, good morning. Today we're going to talk about getting mad. Have any of you ever been mad? Really mad? Yeah, well, I'll tell you, this fellow, we're going to call him Bob. He had a temper, and sometimes he'd get really mad. And you'll never guess what, though. He was also the head deacon of his church. And he knew that getting mad really wasn't a good example for Jesus, is it? No, it's really not. And he talked with his minister about it. He talked to people. He prayed about it. And there was one time, shortly before Easter, he and his pastor were talking. He says, you know, he said, I made such a fool of myself. And he said, well, let's pray again. So they prayed again. And a few days later, on Friday, they were having a sundown service, somebody like sort of like they had here last night. And on his way there, he needed to stop and get gas, and as he pulled into the gas station, this car cut right in front of him and pulled right to the pump where he wanted to go. And so what did he do? Yeah, he got mad, and he honked his horn and he yelled, hey! And the guy gave him a hand gesture back. And he pulled up to a different pump, and he gets out of his car, and he says, hey! And what do you think the guy did then? The guy turned around, and he's looking at him there, and guess what Bob said? Said, I'm sorry I was rude to you. I had no business doing that. I want to apologize. And the other guy looks at him. He says, well, I was kind of rude too, so if you accept my apology, I'll accept yours. And they shook hands and went their separate ways. And then Bob went to church, and as they're putting things together, he's talking to the pastor. He says, pastor, I don't know what happened. He says, I was ready to fight with that guy. And the pastor says, well, you know, I was glad you didn't, because I'd hate to have to bail my head deacon out of jail in order to have a Friday night service. I just can't imagine what got into me. And the pastor says, it wasn't what got into you, Bob. It was who got into you. You remember, we've been praying for Jesus to help you control your temper. And that's what he's doing. He said, what we need to do now is we need to have prayer of thanksgiving. And they did. But then, while Bob was at the front door greeting people as they came in, guess who came in through the front door? The guy from the gas station. And they looked at each other. And it took them a little while before either one of them could say anything. And Bob found out the guy's name was Jim. And they talked a little while, and Jim says, you know, he says, I've been kind of looking for a church. He says, what's this one like? And Bob says, well, he says, it isn't full of angels, I'll tell you that right now, but we all love the Lord. And you know, Bob got a friend, and that church got a member, because Jesus helped Bob control his temper. And you know, when you want to get mad, and you want to get even with somebody, you want to yell at them, think about it. If Jesus helps you control your temper, you could make a friend instead of an enemy. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for showing us the right way to live. We ask you to help us to live according to you, that we could make friends and not enemies for you and ourselves. Praise your holy name. Amen.